Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Welcome back. Now, recent figures from the Central Statistics Office show that electricity consumption by data centres increased by 20% between 2022 and last year. The CSO figures show that the percentage of total metered electricity consumption used by data centres rose from 5% in 2015 to 21% in 2023. So how will this increase affect our ability to hit climate targets? And does it mean the moratorium on new data centres in the Dublin area being built should continue and go more broadly around the country? For more, we're joined by Alan O'Reilly, Carlo Weather, and Customer Experience Manager with Black Knight, the biggest Irish-owned hosting company, and Dr. Paul Dean, Senior Lecturer in Clean Energy at University College Cork. Alan, to you first. Many of our listeners will be familiar with you through your work on Carlo Weather, which is a must-follow on social, but you're also a Customer Experience Manager, as I mentioned there, with Black Knight. And you're looking at those stats, I'm sure, over recent days, over a fifth of energy has been used by data centres. Is it now time to stop, introduce a broader moratorium, a broader pause around the country on current and future developments of data centres? We have 82 of them, 14 under construction, and another 40 have planning approval.
Good morning, Arnia. Well, I think it really comes down to how we can get the grid and how we can build the renewables to fuel the power that we're going to need for more data centres, because we don't want Ireland to lose out on the opportunities that are going to continue to grow in the tech sector. And Ireland is perfectly placed to be a hub for data centres. I mean, the cooling days in Ireland, it's one of the lowest, if not the lowest, I believe, in Europe. So it's a great location for data centres. But yes, the energy is a concern. But really and truly, I think the data centres can actually play their part on that. And I'm sure Paul would know plenty about how the data centres can be flexible in how they use power. But really, we saw from the CrowdStrike recent outage that was caused how reliable, reliant everything we do nowadays is on technology. And we want Ireland to be at the centre of that.
Paul Dean, to bring you in there, like Alan makes a good argument, there's need for this. Ireland, location-wise, climate-wise, is a perfect fit for it. We know, given the innovation happening in artificial intelligence, there's only going to be increasing demand on these, and our households need, ultimately, the data centres in order to operate our iPads at night, TV streaming, whatever else it might be. Do you accept the need for data centres and therefore the pressures they're putting on the power system?
Oh, we do need data centres, Anya. Look, let's be honest here. You know, we all live in a digital world, and there's huge economic benefits for Ireland that we're already reaping from large data centre companies, and potentially even greater economic benefits in the future. But it does pose, I suppose, a really tricky challenge for us environmentally and from an energy strategy perspective. The data centres that we have in Ireland are incredibly efficient. You know, they're not wasteful. It's a very good industry, but it does require huge amounts of electricity. Last year, that stat that you mentioned, Anya, the increase in data centre demand that we added last year, that's the equivalent of adding about a quarter of a million homes worth of electricity onto our electricity grid in 1 year. And that's really, really significant. And unfortunately, it poses two challenges for us in Ireland. It poses challenges for our greenhouse gas pollution targets, because when things are going well, it's very windy in Ireland, it's very cool in Ireland, and that really benefits the data centre operation. But the real problem is, if it's not very windy and if the sun isn't shining, that means that we're not generating a lot of our electricity from renewables, and unfortunately we're relying on natural gas. And when we do rely on natural gas, that puts a lot of greenhouse gas pollution up into the atmosphere. And it also requires us to kind of lean more on the existing natural gas plants that we have here in Ireland, which unfortunately are getting old. You know, they're a bit like old cars, and that poses a big challenge for reliability. So certainly we need data centres in this world. I think the challenge really, Anya, for us in Ireland is, can we locate them in Ireland and meet our climate obligations? And unfortunately, when we look at the data from the grid operator, from the Environmental Protection Agency, it shows that that's going to be very, very challenging indeed.
Given that tension, Alan O'Reilly, so there's need for them, that's recognised by Paul Dean there, but the challenges around the green gas pollution, and we're still not where we need to be in terms of renewable energies. And given that we're looking at those stats, 20% of electricity now being used, and it's forecast that we'll consume 31% of electricity within the next 3 years when it comes to the data centres, is it increasingly hard to justify further development given that creative tension that Paul is talking about there?
Well, I think it would be, except for the fact that, in fact, a lot of the renewable energy projects are going to be funded by data center companies because they are now able to do commercial agreements. For example, full solar farms. You know, there's one in Wexford that I know Google are involved in. So the actual addition of onshore, offshore and sun solar farms is going to actually be partly funded by the data centers. But also there's a lot of time, like I often share on Carla Weather the flex events that ESB would say between 5 and 7 in the evening, you know, warning people, as Paul says, when the wind isn't blowing, that can you reduce your usage? But data centers can actually play their part in that. So some of the data centers are actually able to be used as grid stabilizing support structures. So that means that when we do have an issue with low wind, the data centers actually have their own generation that they can switch to. Now, I do admit that, you know, the emissions from that will be temporarily increased, but they're normally very short term changes. So nobody's not going to be able to eat their dinner between 5 and 7 because of data centres on here.
On that, Paul, like, you know, Alan makes the point there about how the bigger technology companies are now paying back in, you know, that they're helping fund some of the innovations and alternatives here. But when we continue to grow our green energy and we know all of the legislative targets there, and yet we know there is growing electricity demand, we can't, I've heard you say before, have our environmental cake and eat it. Do we need to see more here when it comes from the technology companies and the roles they play, but also maybe more measures, targets, legislation from government and policymakers?
Yeah, and I think Adam's spot on there. A lot of the renewable companies are doing great work in this area by funding renewable development, and that's good, but unfortunately it's not good enough. And again, it comes back to those kind of tricky days when it's not very windy and it's not very sunny. Again, we're just leaning into fossil fuels, and Ireland, unfortunately, has one of the most polluting electricity grids in Northwest Europe. We produce a unit of electricity with far more greenhouse gas pollution than the UK, than France, than Norway, than Spain. So, and that's the problem. It's those days when the wind isn't blowing, you know, my cloud devices don't shut down in those days. It keeps them going. So while a lot of the companies are doing great work in purchasing and procuring renewables, it doesn't negate the fact that that greenhouse gas pollution has got out and got up there to the atmosphere. I think what we do need to see here in Ireland, Anya, and again, we're lucky because a lot of the companies have deep commitments to Ireland, but they also have deep pockets. What we want these companies to do is invest in storage. That means that in days when it's very, very windy, they can meet their needs, but they can store that surplus and they can use it, let's say, a few days down the line or a few weeks down the line when the wind isn't blowing. That would mean then, Anya, that they're not relying on fossil fuel generators. That's required. Unfortunately, that's going to take time, though.
Do you think there is a role, though, for broadening the moratorium on new data centres? We currently see that in place for the Dublin area. Does something as an intervention need to happen that is a little bit more forceful? That's too bold.
Well, two things need to happen, Anya. Number one, look, we need to get our housing gear and we really need to start building renewables quicker. At the moment, the amount of electricity demand that we added onto the grid last year was equivalent to the amount of renewable supply that we added to the grid. So in many ways, we just have to run very fast just to stand still. If we can't get our housing gear in order, if we're not able to build renewables fast enough, then what's going to happen, Anya, is the demand for data centres is going to outpace that, and that means our greenhouse gas pollution limits aren't going to reduce. That's going to cause challenges not only to Ireland economically because we'll miss our targets, but also reputationally. You know, we position ourselves, we welcome companies here by telling them that we're green, clean and sustainable. If we can't hit those targets, we'll lose that reputational advantage.
And Alan O'Reilly, like, when you listen there to Paul make that case about what the what ifs if we start to outpace and therefore we're missing climate targets, but there's also the concern about could we just see surge events? And we've seen warnings in the past from AirGrid. Like, is that something you would worry about and feel, you know, God, we really have to get some mitigations in place here to allow or to prevent and be proactive for scenarios like that?
Well, I think we can be smart about any future data centres that they have the ability to have storage and they have the ability to be able to, you know, generate their own power in short-term events. For example, I have solar panels on my own house. I have a small 5 kilowatt battery. So when, you know, we get these flex events, I'm able to cook my dinner using the storage that I've built up during the day from solar. Now, obviously not every day the sun shines, but we still get enough power generated by those solar panels to carry us through 5 to 7 p.m. So I think we need to be smart about how we do it, but we also can't lose sight, Áine, of the number of jobs. And a lot of people will say there's very few jobs directly in data centres, and that's true. I've often been in the data centres, I've worked in them. There's not a lot of people in them, but you know, the CSO tells us that in 2022, 165 people were employed in the ICT sector. But also, we know in Black Knight how many SMEs and larger enterprises right across the country, all of their hosting needs are in the data centres. Everything they do, every app they use, every program they use is reliant on a data centre. So really, from an economic point of view, we have to make sure that we're smart and we progress quickly here.
Do you accept that argument, Paul Dean, that, look, we all know the climate targets that we have to hit, particularly by 2030. But on the other hand, as a lot of people remind us, we have large technology companies based here. You have SMEs very reliant on these data centres. And the knock-on impact is ultimately it's about sustainable Irish jobs and that there is now a dependency on these data centres.
Well, yeah, and let's be honest here. You know, Ireland does reap significant economic and social benefits from having these large companies based here in Ireland, and we do need the technology here. You know, so I mean, there's no getting away from that. But the challenge is on really squaring those economic and social advantages with our legally binding. You know, the targets that we have, unfortunately, fortunately for our climate targets, they aren't the kind of nice to have or something that we made up. These are nationally defined targets that are legally binding. So it's a difficult circle to square. My view is that there probably does need to be a continuation of the pause in data centres for the short term. Now, not a cancellation, but that is the cancellation shouldn't come into play. But what's really contingent on us being successful in the future is really being more agile in building renewable generation. Last year, we only awarded planning permission to a handful of wind farms. When we went through the worst energy crisis that we have in Ireland, that we have gone through in Ireland over the last 40 years, 2 years ago, we didn't give planning permission for any new renewable projects over a 12-month period. That is a huge part of the problem. We talk a lot about technology in terms of data centres, in terms of storage and renewables, but essentially on it, it's about time. We need to be quicker in Ireland at building renewables. We're very quick at building data centres, and that's the problem, that one is outpacing the other at the moment.
And given that whole time problem, so building renewables faster, continue the pause as you suggest there with the building of new data centres in the Dublin area. Do you think, Paul Dean, that there is a cap needed in future and that everybody knows the threshold to which they're working within in this country?
I think the problem for Ireland isn't the future. You know, when you listen to the minister talk about the future of Irish energy, it's very optimistic and very hopeful. We talk about onshore resources and offshore resources. That's very compelling, and in many ways it's very true. But the problem is not the future. The problem is the present. At the moment, we're stuck with a very polluting electricity system here in Ireland that's relying on natural gas 60% of the time. We need to fix that core issue now. If we can resolve that issue, that will open up the gates for further and sustainable development in the future. But if we can't get that right, we won't be able to reap the economic benefits or meet our environmental targets.
Okay, the last word there to Dr. Paul Dean, Senior Lecturer in Clean Energy at University College Cork. And you heard also from Alan O'Reilly, who's the Customer Experience Manager with Black Knight. Thank you both for that. We'll be back after these.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.